On October 25th, I posted my Earth Files interview and did a coast broadcast with retired United States Air Force Captain Robert Salas about his dramatic experience at Malmstrom Air Force Base, where he was in the Oscar flight crew stationed 60 feet underground in a Minuteman missile bunker on March 24th, 1967, when 10 of the ICBMs shut down one at a time every second over a 10-second time period. Boeing said that was impossible. Above ground, the security alert team had phoned then First Lieutenant Salas to tell him that a large red glowing disc was hovering silently in the air above the missile silos. Alden Stockwell Cole at Boeing was in those missile sites in the 1960s, and he was also astonished by what UFOs could do to missile sites. Alden's son, Martin Cole, is the one who phoned me from his Whitefish, Montana home after my October 25th Earth Files and Coast reports. Martin said that he was born in September 1950, but by age 8, his parents had divorced. And when Martin reached teenage years, and around 15 in 1965, he spent that summer and a few following summers with his father at whatever air base Alden Cole was working. There, Martin listened as his father talked about lights in the sky that could not only start or stop missiles without any human involvement, but could lift off the heavy concrete lids atop the Minuteman missile silos and set them on the ground, much to the astonishment of all scientific and military personnel. Here now is Martin Cole from Whitefish, Montana.
He told me about the alarms that they'd had was because a missile silo had been breached and that the concrete covers that sit on top of the missiles that are moved when they get ready to launch were set off to one side, and that the radioactive material in the warhead was dead.
If I understand what you're saying, that thick concrete top that would have been over the missile silo was lifted up and put onto the side?
Correct. In other words, normally they have a track that they run on, and they have some sort of explosive device that moves them when they need to launch. And it wasn't moved on the tracks. It was actually picked up and set aside in the dirt. They had no idea. They had no clue how this happened. The guys that were the guards, the MPs and stuff up above were just in total shock. And, of course, there's a crew down in a bunker, and the crew down in the bunker was in shock.
Because this would not be considered possible to do, right?
No, we couldn't. Without cranes and stuff, you couldn't even do it today.
And did the security alert team that had been on the surface, had they seen anything unusual in the sky around the time that the tops of the missiles were moved off?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons my dad was sent out there. An alarm had been raised. My dad, he had to get down in the silo and check everything out.
And what else was it that he discovered about the radioactive material?
Well, he says that the material in the warhead was dead. Like it had been drained. All the radioactivity was gone.
Well, what did he say was his conclusion and other Boeing engineers' perceptions about what had occurred at Warren Air Force Base, the Cheyenne site, to have allowed what seems impossible to have the heavy tops of the missile silos lifted off and put in the dirt, and to have had some kind of neutralization of the radioactive material?
Well, as far as what caused it, they all pretty much agreed that it was a UFO, and they were all, you know, told not to say anything to anybody. There was no way any of that could happen, and the way the electronics were fried in everything, there was no way that that could have happened without somebody being very specific.
Did your dad describe to you what the UFOs were that people reported?
Yeah, he actually seen one when they were coming up on another site in the Dakotas that had a breach. And he said pretty much it was just a big glowing light. They couldn't get very close because nothing would work.
What wouldn't work?
the trucks and the cars and stuff that were headed out to the site just stopped working.
So your father, as a Boeing engineer, trying to go out to find out what was happening at a missile silo, is in a truck with others, and the truck stops right on the road?
Yep.
What more details did he tell you?
He got out, and the MPs that he always traveled with just kind of stood there with their mouths open. And I guess there were some troops that jumped out of one of the other vehicles and started running towards the site, but they were a good quarter mile away when this happened. And all my dad could do was just kind of stand there. And he said, pretty soon the light just kind of took off, you know, just poof, was gone. And all the lights and flashlights and everything came back on. So they started up their vehicles, hauled Bud in there. And he said they found the same thing. The concrete tops had been removed and all the electronics inside was fried. And the nuclear material was dead.
And this would have been what year?
Around 67, 68.
And Bob Salas had his experience on March 24th, 1967, and there had been another breach that was Malmstrom in Great Falls on the week before. And we know that there have been other reports in 66. There's been quite a few, actually, starting around the mid-60s. And this sounds like that your father was challenged with dealing with UFO interactions with ICBMs right from the beginning of the Minuteman installations.
Yeah, because the Minuteman installations was his baby. He was their head troubleshooter.
What did he say to you, his son, about his own perceptions of the technology that they were watching in the skies and had the ability to lift off that heavy concrete top, fry the electronics, and neutralize the radioactivity?
His idea was that they were not from this planet. His theory was that rather than using gases and chemicals and stuff like we used to get into space, they were using electromagnetism to push themselves or pull themselves from different places. And he came up with another theory, and he was talking about lasers and how lasers are photons that are focused through a crystal, either a ruby or a diamond or an emerald or something like that. And he had a theory that they were focusing some sort of electromagnetic energy through a metallic crystal of some sort. And he said that he believed that's how they were using their energy.
Did he suggest that the idea for a propulsion system of a laser through a metallic crystal might have come from his debriefings with military and intel agents?
I suspect that he came up with that idea not on his own, or that he had seen something that would be like that. Everything that he saw or did, it was all firsthand.
And I'm curious if he ever said that anyone working for any government agency or the Pentagon or any authority ever came to debrief any of the Boeing engineers about the non-human presence.
Oh, hell yes. There were several times, well, I guess every time, but there was a couple times, the two times I remember when he was gone for several days, he said part of the times he was sitting with the suits, debriefing with them, and of course, they give you the old thing, you know, you've got a security clearance of this, this, and this. If you want to keep it and be happy and have a good life, shut up.